This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, you know, it's hour five of the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome into our 6 o'clock hour. The Get Right coming up at about 6:45. We'll find out what's coming up on their broadcast. Chief has a sports hodgepodge, some basketball stuff coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll talk Mavs, another win. Are they starting to rebuild your confidence? It's time now, though, for Wolchuk to tell you all about your World Series champs. Bully, what do you say?
Guys, there's so much to get to, so little time. A lot of things that aren't baseball related, maybe I can fit in on the back half of this, that have just jumped out to me at an alarming rate, like really what just happened with that phone call with Eric. We'll touch on that in a moment. Let's get to Rangers and Reds. 8-1. Rangers got the victory. It was an exciting afternoon for a variety of reasons. You had Marcus Semien with a grand slam. That is the third grand slam by a Texas hitter so far this spring. Absolutely incredible. Marcus is starting to get hot at just the right time, as we are one day away from being a week away from opening day, and we're going to be out there on your home of the World Series champs.
One day from a week away.
Okay.
That's We're accurate. Still about, is it seven sleeps? Are we seven sleeps away or is it eight?
I think seven sleeps.
Seven sleeps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seven sleeps.
One
right?
day from a week away.
Because tomorrow.
Eight sleeps.
Tomorrow would be a
eight
week,
sleeps.
A week.
Okay. Starting tomorrow night, I'm going to wear some level of Rangers gear
January
to sleep every
1,
night.
January 1, 1901.
Did you buy that thong we talked about?
It's in the mail.
Okay. Perfect.
Is it the century? Is that when the 20th century started? Did we determine
1901.
That?
Yeah.
1901?
1901, technically, was when it did.
I think they're counting wrong, by the way.
Who's counting wrong?
The fifth graders.
The century people.
I agree. I think it's 1900. Those, you know, we outsmarted them, is what it is. We're definitely smarter than fifth graders. You guys can bleep off. We also had a Wyatt Langford solo homer. Sixth home run of the spring. Absolutely incredible. Becoming
bang,
the
bang.
Sixth batter since spring training stats were official. To have as many homers as he's got. He also leads spring training in RBIs. That's in all of Major League Baseball. Six homers, 19 RBIs. He's fantastic. He's also got hits in nine straight and 11 of his last 13 appearances to boost his slash line right now. And then Dane Dunning was dealing today. Dunning, and then you got a relief appearance of Josh Spores, who also had a perfect outing with a strikeout. Jonathan Hernandez allowed two hits, a walk, and a strikeout. Danny Duffy went two innings, four Ks for him. But Dane Dunning across five, one run, three hits, eight strikeouts, and a walk for Dane.
What about the people that tell you don't pay attention to spring training stats?
You know, I think that you just want to make sure that they're not over. And I think those people are probably right for the most part. Like, you can't overreact to spring training, but it's definitely not a bad thing. I think these guys are ready to go. I think Dane Dunning's ready. I think Marcus Semien is starting to find his swing at the right time. Mm-hmm. And I think for Wyatt, I mean, all you can ask is what he's delivered. So, yeah, is that necessarily going to translate to the regular season? We don't know. We'll wait and see. But I'm not going to put it past Wyatt Langford. I'm excited. It's hard not to overreact.
I think, you know, a two-week sample size, any player could dominate. Hell, Rugi would dominate for 2 months at a time. So I think that applies. He obviously has great momentum and confidence. And, you know, that he'll have ups and downs for sure in his rookie career. But I'm sure of this. He'll have other three-week stretches this good. Maybe even better. you know, 6, 7, 9, 10 home runs. Like, he is going to take over and be one of the big stories in Major League Baseball and hopefully usher in a layer of respect for this team that I feel like they're still being shorted on.
All-star?
Yeah.
I think so,
rookie
too.
All-star.
Yep.
By the way, I just asked Sands on text if next time he goes deep, if he could punctuate it with a bang-bang.
And we
might have the cut and the moment to make this finally go viral, Brian.
That would be awesome.
It's past.
I like what you're doing, man.
I'm trying to engineer it.
You are trying. I like it.
Now, I don't want to take any creative liberties on his home run calls, but I think that's gold right there for him.
I think we need the T-shirts in the market too.
I think we do. Bang bang shirts.
We need to make sure that's taken care of.
And it's Wyatt with his bat, but he's staring it down the barrel.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be really good. That should be his celebration.
Girls in the background are like ripping their tops off. Yeah, bang, bang.
We love the dong ball. Yay.
Yes, they do.
Rangers gold-trimmed merchandise is on sale. It's going to be at the Globe Life Field team store. So they're, of course, honoring the World Series champion Texas Rangers. So when you go to the opening series starting next Thursday through the weekend, you'll be able to go Thursday at 9 a.m. Is when the store will open. And you can go ahead and get your gold-trimmed Texas Rangers World Championship merchandise as, I can't wait. This is going to be really, really exciting. You know,
buy that up because we need Jordan Montgomery.
Yeah, maybe.
Buy it all up.
Still hasn't signed. It's still March 20th. And
convince ownership that we're going to buy all the gear and sit in all the seats and we can get a picture.
You know, Janko, there was an article about him talking about the rookies, Wyatt Langford and Evan Carter. And, you know, he said the talent speaks for itself. It is through the roof. But both of them have this intangible, calm demeanor about themselves, a sense that they just belong. I don't know any other way to describe it. It's just a great mentality to have. Maybe the thing that stands out is that nothing stands out in the sense that they never look overmatched. They just fit in. And the fit is good for all sides. They have a win-first mentality. We know they're going to help us win. We need those kind of players, and they just fit in. They don't have to change anything about themselves. They have humility about them, and they're just great human beings. And, I mean, I made the joke the other day when you asked about Evan Carter and, like, Wyatt Langford. Maybe he's taking some pressure off Carter. I really just don't know that Evan Carter feels any pressure. The moment has never seemed too big for him. He seems like he is just ready to go at every moment. And it seems like Wyatt Langford has kind of followed in those same footsteps. So super excited about our Texas Rangers and getting this thing underway. We also have a new commemorative beer cam that you can get. King of Beers, Budweiser, has unveiled a Texas Rangers commemorative can. And the defending world champs are one of 16 teams partnering with Bud to release limited edition MLB cans. But the Rangers are the only one, of course, to have a championship can. So
have you seen photos of this thing? We got some renderings.
There is some renderings out
Thursday.
There. Basically, the big T. It's got red on the top and the bottom, and then the big Texas Rangers T in the center. And then, of course, it says Budweiser, King of Beers. So it's pretty badass. I mean, I think for a collector's edition, you're going to want to get your hands on this.
100%, dude. That looks, I'm looking at it right now. It looks pretty cool.
It does.
I'm all over this.
Now, it's been a day for Shohei Ohtani. If you missed it, we did give the news that his interpreter has been fired because of a massive theft of Shohei Ohtani. The interpreter for Shohei was fired today after questions surrounding at least $4.5 million in wire transfers sent from Ohtani's bank account to a bookmaking operation, which set off a series of events. So we broke that down during the expressway, if you want to go back and listen to it. But today, season opened in Korea. You had the Dodgers and the Padres, and Ohtani had himself a day. He was very, very good. Two-hit debut. They rally. They get the win 5-2. And there was also a bomb threat in advance of the Dodgers-Padres game. And apparently Shohei Ohtani was the target of said bomb threat. Now, it ended up being a hoax after authorities said they could not locate any explosives in Seoul at the location of where the game was being played. But still, like, what a day for Shohei Ohtani. I make my debut as a Dodger. I have two hits. We come back and win. Now we're firing my interpreter because he has robbed me. And also, I was the victim of a bomb threat that almost we had to cancel the game.
Oof. Gonna need a heater after a day like that, right?
My gosh.
Yeah, this is one of
it might be a two heater situation.
Yeah, it'll be one of the biggest 3 or 4 days in his entire career is what we just saw right here.
It's just insane.
This is about to get real weird and ugly. MLB, Dodgers, Shohei, this whole story is about to be at least for the remainder of this week until we get some concrete details, because this is weird. Well, things conflicting, other things, and it's like, man, people are going to be poking around deep into this thing. This is going to be a stressful situation here for our guy.
Well, the one thing that's kind of the saving grace for the Dodgers is they are in Korea right now, and they can kind of get things. They don't have, like, the national media all on top of them right now. When they get back to L.A. and they get this thing started again, that's when they're going to have to feel it. But at least they'll have a couple of days and a trip back to kind of get everything in order for what they need to do and what they're going to have to face when they get back in town.
I don't know if Ohtani can talk, you know? Like, I guess you get a couple of things down that you want to say and just be like, this is all I'm going to say about this. You give a quick soundbite. You feed the media a little bit.
You might not be able to talk.
Yeah, you want to get as much of it sorted out. And lawyers do not want you to talk at all. You can make it worse, as the interpreter did, really. If you're just jumping in your vehicle, the biggest issue is the interpreter said last night, Ohtani did the wire transfers for me. And then hours later, he said, actually, Ohtani knew nothing of this.
Right.
So who knows what the hell happened?
Well, we do have some Major League Baseball beef. As Chaz Chisholm Jr. was on the Pivot podcast, and he was talking about some of the BS that he dealt with in his first 2 years with the Miami Marlins that caused him to really go into therapy. Here was Chaz Chisholm Jr. on with the Pivot.
I'm like, I was already a team leader without being called a team leader. But the vets, you can't be a team leader when you got guys in the clubhouse that's been in there for 9-10 years, even though they suck. They've been there for 9-10 years.
Yeah.
And the team calls them the team captain, but like, they're not a good captain. They're not a good person. You're not even a good athlete at this point. Yeah. You're just here. Yeah. And you're bringing down the young guys that are supposed to be good. Bro, like, I watched someone get called up to the big leagues, supposed to be, like, top 3 prospects on our team, right? He gets up there, hits a homer. Like, first or second at-bat, hits a homer, right? His next at-bat, he goes and does the Juan Soto shuffle, right? Like, he's a kid. His favorite player is Juan Soto. He just got to the big leagues. Tell me why he comes in the dugout after he walks, get around the base, comes in the dugout after these vets sit on the side of him and start yelling at him, saying, bro, you're not Juan Soto, bro. You shouldn't be doing that. Juan Soto is an all-star, da-da-da-da. You can't be doing that. Bro, what do you mean? He's having fun, bro. We playing a f***ing kids games. Yeah. Like, that's when I step in and say, bro, y'all better back up off this boy, bro. This man is starting. He's playing every day for us. Why are y'all in his face? Y'all don't even play every day.
Yeah.
What's up? Like, get off my man's, bro. He's supposed to be helping us win when y'all bringing him down.
He went on to allege that Miguel Rojas was a bad person, basically. And it was interesting because David P. Sampson, who we've talked about before, and he does make appearances on the Dan Lebatard show, and he's the former president of the Miami Marlins. Now, he's gone, and he was talking about the comments that Chisholm made, and he said for him to say that Miguel Rojas is a bad person is incredibly disingenuous. What have you done, Jazz? Nothing. They would have kicked your ass, and that would have been the end of you. So he is replying to Jazz Chisholm Jr. and really telling him to shut the bleep up.
Man, yeah, Sampson doesn't ever hold back.
No, he doesn't.
I would kind of, I mean, I'm sure there's two sides to this deal, but also the original story there from Chisholm, like, I know the baseball traditionalists and some of the stuff that they get butthurt about with dudes having some fun out there, that like, I would imagine that story is 100% true.
Yeah.
Old head baseball vets getting upset that the young dude's coming in.
You can't be celebrating. You haven't done anything.
He's better than them, and he's excited about the fact that he is.
You gonna make this about you? Is that what you're doing here?
Yeah.
It is a really weird culture. For a long time, it went unchallenged, you know, and I think there were a lot of reasons that it was established in that way over the years. And I'm glad to see, you know, hopefully that culture is changing. because it's not fair. It's arbitrary. There is nothing objective about it being better if you're quiet and go about your business like you're Corey Seager constantly. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Like, you are making people feel uncomfortable inside your industry just for being them because you have some weird rule book that they, you know, their background doesn't
yes.
apply to. And then second of all, we feel it all the time because oftentimes in our Rangers Weekly show, we're dealing with guys who are role players. And as a role player, you can't make anything about you. You can't have a spicy opinion, you know? So they're brainwashing the guys basically that the right way to do it is to be boring as possible and then making us interview them while they're in I have to be boring as possible mode. Like, literally, dude, nobody wants to hear your voice and see your face on camera that much. We're trying to get something out of you. But to a man, almost every single player capitulates to that mindset yeah. that any sort of celebration means you're a bad person. It's bizarre.
I agree. Allow people to express themselves however the hell they want to. Who are you to police them?
I don't know how much more baseball you got here, Walchuk, but I just saw that the Miami Marlins are actually selling an all-you-can-eat seating situation.
Well, damn it, Eric.
Starting at $52.
Yes.
Chili Road dogs. Trip. Wait, did you already have this?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hit it. I'm sorry, dude.
Brian?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I was taking a page out of the broadest scouting book.
Chili dogs, nachos with cheese, burgers, popcorn, peanuts, there. Cookies, sodas, and more.
For $52?
For $52. Sign me the hell up.
You think
the
Rangers?
This opening day?
Well, this is just for the Marlins.
It's for the Marlins.
No, yeah. I'd say I'd love the Rangers to do this.
Well, the Rangers have all-you-can-eat porch. You think we can maybe get up there?
Is beer up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it's an all-you-can-booze.
I don't know if it's all you can drink, but we can try.
Even for this one, you're drinking sodas, you know, or waters, Ooh. Apparently.
Unless you get the Tito's into the game. In the scouting bag.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much more difficult that would be at Globe Life Field compared to Surprise Stadium. Yeah. But
should I try
we can
it?
Give it a whirl.
I'll give it a try.
I think that didn't bring enough.
Dude, but that's value. I don't know. It's starting at $52, so I'm sure it depends on where exactly your view is. But $52, and I know I get 9 innings of baseball and all you can eat. And apparently, every time you go up to the concession line, you can get 4 items at a time.
Oh, dude, that's a steal.
So
they're hoping you fill up is what they're hopeful. I think they're thinking you're going to fill up by the fourth inning
yeah,
and not want to eat anymore.
They'll eat 3 items.
They're
not
definitely
you, not
hoping
you, Eric,
that.
Not you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chief's going to get them.
Chief
yeah.
will
yeah.
get them.
That's going to be worth
Does this
it
thing
for me.
Stop like at the seventh inning, like alcohol
doesn't,
sales?
Doesn't seem to be. Doesn't seem to be. Maybe middle of the eighth or something, but yeah. seems like.
Make one last run.
Yeah, one last run, absolutely.
You're keeping that damn thing open.
Yeah, you're walking out. If you're doing this right, you're walking out of the ballpark with a chili dog in one hand
oh, yeah.
and perhaps a full, fresh refill soda, or maybe it's the popcorn, peanuts, you know what I mean? Like, I think most Americans are going to get their money's worth
yeah,
in this
that's
situation.
A fantastic
Give me some
deal.
Type of dessert walking out of there.
Yeah, like, is there? Cookies. There's
yeah.
cookies.
Oh,
yeah.
cookies
is a part
Give
of the
me
deal.
The cookies on
I
the
wonder
way
if
out.
There's, like, some ice cream, but... It doesn't say
Put
that.
Put it between the cookies.
You lead with that if there's ice cream involved.
Real
here.
Quick, speaking of cookies, this did catch my eye, and you're a cookie guy. Did you see this?
I think I know where you're going.
Am I stepping
here.
On you?
Not at
you
all, dude.
Use this?
No, not at all. With your mouth right now, tell us what we need to hear.
Oreo is releasing a churro flavored cookie.
Bazinga! Let's go.
This is churro like cream in the middle
of
replacing
the golden
yeah in the middle of the golden. The golden cookies.
I think I'm in on this, boys.
100% I'm in
I
on this.
I think this would be a party. And the return so far on that gooey butter cake ice cream.
Yeah, somebody just texted in.
I've not seen anybody on any site say that it is bad. The Bluebell.
We need
gooey,
to bring it in Friday?
Gooey butter cake. No, stop. Don't bring that anywhere near me.
You got to
okay?
try it.
We bring it with your man.
I can't try it.
I am. I'm bringing with
man well try
yeah.
it.
Yeah, you can. You can have a scoop.
My only request on the all-you-can-eat, speaking of that, is that we get an option for some of the premium items. Like, is there a $52 all-you-can-eat Whataburger in our future?
Hint.
Yeah, dude.
My thought is you're getting dollar dogs, peanuts, and popcorn for $52 with soda, right? You're getting, like, traditional stadium food.
No question. This is low grade.
That doesn't bother Eric at all.
Yeah, no.
That doesn't
yeah.
bother you at all, does it?
No.
No, I mean, you have to understand the situation. Some nights are for quality.
Yeah.
I'm hanging out at Whataburger. I'm hanging out at Hurtado.
Yeah.
Some nights are for quantity.
Yeah.
I'm hanging out at Miami Marlins Park, and I'm crushing for 9 innings.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just embarrassing myself.
That is. How many calories do you think you could eat?
Hey, dude, how many was in that 3-foot cheeseburger?
That's true.
Yeah,
or two-foot cheeseburger.
5,000. Let's do the all-you-can-eat porch thing one night and see what we can do there. I'll go with you on that.
I mean, the time I saw you at a Twin Peaks order 3 dozen wings, and you're like, this is mine. Yeah. I was like, what have I gotten myself into with
that
this
was,
guy?
Yeah, that was before we officially became members of the G-Bag Nation.
I'm like, this dude's a legend.
Oh, dude, that was epic, man. We got to get it back out to the Peaks, bro.
We do. We got to run, too. Okay, when we come back, G-Bag Nation, it is time for a sports hodgepodge here on a Wednesday night. What's at the top of your podge stack?
Man, I think we might be just rim session this bad boy. But we got a lot to get to, including a next-gen look at the dunk of the year, plus the NBA riz from a surprising player next year in the nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Segment's brought to you by Soda, that's state of the art. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And this segment of the nation is brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333. Get your free consultation, truckwreck.com. Here's the Chief with that rim set.
Let's go ahead and cut the lights out, man. We'll put the kids to bed, and the G-Bag Nation's going to go all 56 inches around the rim. It's always a special occasion when we get a next-gen look at the NBA Dunk of the Year.
Warren did not score and only had one shot attempt in that first half. Another turnover for Utah. Edwards gets it back and threw it down. And one from the rafters.
I'll tell you what, I do feel bad for John Collins. He was the victim of a crime, I mean, is what it feels like. My dude got concussed. He's been embarrassed. I don't know if the physical pain or the emotional pain is worse, but what the NBA did to add insult to injury here, somebody took just an absolute epic still shot photo of the dunk where Anthony Edwards is at peak height and John Collins is like falling away with his hands up, like trying to save his face, closing his eyes. And it's the poster. Like it is the ultimate posterization here. This will be on bedrooms throughout the country here, where Anthony Edwards is embarrassing this dude. But the NBA put out the photo and then also added the stats involved with it, like how many inches vertically the jump was for Anthony Edwards. It was 43.9 inches on the vert. The takeoff distance was 10.6 feet.
Wow.
The max ball height, the ball at the peak, he has the ball in his hand, and it's 11.39 feet in the air.
Dang.
And the ball speed through the rim was at 23.6 miles per hour. So I've never seen a breakdown like this. Even though I did see somebody allege that Zion Williamson had a dunk where it was like almost 25 miles an hour through the rim. So just like give you some comparison there. But I mean, I feel bad for John Collins, the NBA is putting this out here like that. But it is pretty cool to know the details, the science behind the dunk of the year.
Yeah, it is. And if I'm Collins, the only details I want established at this point are that it was a personal foul, offensive, on the dunker. And I would appreciate a press release from the NBA apologizing for their official's mistake. The man hit me in the face while he was dunking. Okay? He hit me in the face. I don't care if I was set, not set, if I was inside the semicircle, outside the semicircle. He ran up, punched me in the face so hard that I got a concussion, and then dunked on me. That is clearly a foul. And, you know, if it was NBA rules and he was the defender, he would also be getting a $50,000 fine for that. So I would get all kinds of petty. I'd probably start my own campaign here from John Collins to firmly establish in the annals of history, even though that might be an all-time highlight, I was in the right. And that was a foul, and y'all shouldn't be celebrating it. End of statement.
Austin Reeves.
I struggle to disagree with anything you just said.
Did you see the Austin Reeves one where he got hit?
I appreciate you being involved in the conversation yesterday. It was pretty bad. John Collins saved Austin Reeves from being the headline the other night, because it was the same night where this dunk happens.
It looked,
and Austin Reeves
looked even more like he was.
It was just
so feeble, and like
it was.
And he was laughing in the post game. He was laughing how bad it was.
It was bad. He tried to take the charge, and sometimes, dude it's
jumped
not worth
over
it.
Him.
Yeah,
he was just kind of the way, bro. He was just kind of walking off like your parents had spanked you back in the 70s and 80s. Like, oh boy, that was a shock. Got to get the hell out of here. At least I don't have a concussion like that other guy.
Hey, I also, if that was like Ibaka dunking on him, he's probably concussed and he's out for the season.
Good point.
J.R. Smith.
That's a facial contusion.
at the very least, that's a mild concussion. The accuracy of the Luka Doncic, I'm going to call it full court alley-oop pass to Derrick Jones Jr. last night, cannot be glossed over. We can't go the entire duration of this program without acknowledging just how special that was.
What was the feat?
That's a good question, man. It was probably like 75 feet, I would think. I mean, it was like the opposite end three-point line. And thank God for Derrick Jones Jr., who can get up and just super athletic with it. But that was an awesome alley-oop.
Yeah.
And we're building Lob City 2.0 here. That's what we're building. Like,
absolutely.
It's the ability for Kyrie and Luka to put it up in the perfect spot every time, and the athleticism, the wingspan, and the explosiveness, the hand-eye of Gafford and Lively. Dude, they are fun, bro. Yeah. And you're guaranteed. You're guaranteed like five sick, nasty alley-oops a game watching this team right now.
It is a lot of fun. I would put it, with Derrick Jones as well. You know, there is another tremendously long, high flyer. Washington could get involved. I think if you're a defender, you got to have eyes in the back of your head because they're creeping on that rim.
Yeah, they really are, man. It's a ton of fun to watch. You mentioned this earlier, Dawson, but Brian Damaris reported that the Mavericks have been flying in a personal chef for Kyrie during Ramadan to prepare vegan meals to be ready for him when the sun goes down. So salute to the Mavericks organization. It's clearly working. You know what I mean? You put a nice little work environment around your star.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he's showing up to work with a smile on his face. He might be a little bit hungry, but he knows there's a light at the end of that tunnel, and that light is a well-prepared meal as soon as that sun goes down. Now, does it have to be vegan, or is that just Kyrie, maybe his own preference?
That's his preference.
It's his preference, okay.
Yeah, that's his preference, yeah.
Well, it's working, man. He is playing his rear end off right now. I mean, players with 25 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and a three-point percentage that is above 40%, this is the first season in NBA history with three or more players doing that, and Kyrie's one of them. KD and LeBron are the other ones.
Well, the Mavs have always done a tremendous job of making people feel comfortable for the most part, especially now that Rick Carlisle's gone. but, I mean, this is going so well. And when Kyrie got here, he said, I want to be celebrated, not just tolerated. I think we've done that. I think the team has done that for him. They've shown him the proper respect. You know, as much as you can say maybe Luka and Kyrie together aren't the perfect way to try to construct a championship, dang it, it's going well. And if I'm Kyrie, I don't know how much I want to leave this. I mean, this is good. You know, and you go to L.A., there's going to be a lot more pressure. I know it might be a lifelong goal to go back and play with LeBron and play with the Lakers and all that. Live in Southern California, there's a lot to note there. But to me, this is a chance to end your career smoothly, just playing basketball. Your organization is not crap like it was in Cleveland. It's not dysfunctional like it was in the Nets. You don't have young superstars trying to push you out like what happened in Boston. You know, this is home, and he compliments Luka amazingly well.
Agreed, man. Yeah, I don't see him wanting to get up out of here anytime soon, especially with Nico and Kidd and that that insulation that he has with like his guys right there. I think there's a happiness level, and he's like yesterday he goes 28 points, 10 of them in the fourth quarter, a couple of big clutch shots, one of those finishes where he goes up and under, and you're like, oh my dear God,
how does he get these off?
How does he? He's how a does, ninja. Exactly.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Salute to Brian, by the way, for you know before Kyrie was traded, you know, one of his Gang of Seven guys or whatever had said, man, the word is that people feel like amongst all the coaches in the NBA, Jason Kidd would have the best chance of building a sustainable, you know, healthy relationship with your player.
Yeah.
And I'll be that worked out and has come true to the 10th degree.
No doubt about it, man. And Exum, salute to him last night.
Yeah,
some of the clutch.
The fourth. Man, that big three was amazing.
Yeah, free throws, too, down the end.
Yep. Yep.
That's a glue basketball player for you. God, what a find.
Heck yeah, dude. They call him the connector, but, yeah, it's synonymous with a championship glue guy. And the defense that he brings to the table, they're rocking right now, and the Mavs have a good opportunity with the schedule, with the way it's laid out, and they'll get a nice little 3 days off, I believe, at some point towards the end of this week. So it's all there for the taking for him, man. Hopefully they're going to start to click here at the right time. I do have a clip. I was not expecting this out of my dude here, but we have a clip of Chet Holmgren. We know what type of player he is on the court, but look at the riz on this guy, man. This is from an interview. This is like a Zoom interview. I don't know exactly how long ago this was, but young lady asked him a question, and I feel like he answered it with flying colors.
Your celebrity crush.
You consider yourself a celebrity?
No.
never mind then.
How about that, dude? Who's your celebrity crush?
Shooting a shot.
Are you considered a celebrity? That was a great response right there, man. Quick-witted. Nice work from old Chet Holmgren.
Do you think she expected that one?
I do not think she... did anybody?
She kind of... that laugh, a little...
I saw the video. It was not a fake laugh. It was a very, it was a blushful laugh.
Oh, was
that
it?
Thing landed.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely, that thing landed.
Wow. And you got to be, is that a Riz God to be Chet Holmgren? I mean, he just looks tall and goofy.
He's
homely. And you're
lanky.
You're macking like that, dude? Congrats.
Seriously.
I'll say.
Huge congrats.
Yeah.
Huge
Might
congrats.
Be taking lessons.
You'd be surprised.
They teach that at Zaga.
You'd be surprised how many millionaire professional athletes successful at their position are still awkward
corn
as hell around
balls.
The ladies.
Yeah. Straight corn balls. Yeah. They've been gassed up since Little League.
Yeah.
They have no real reception. I mean, perception of reality.
Nope.
And they
awful at hollering at girls too, bro. Oh my gosh! And they're big time haters.
Big time
haters. If somebody else gets attention, they get upset. Look at Shaq.
Yeah,
it's amazing to watch it because it really is a social experiment, like what women react to, and it's, you know, it is the confidence.
That's why the snipers love those little young talented guys.
Yeah,
they don't know about the world yet. They're still stuck up in the clouds. She just comes and get them. Boop. I'm pregnant.
Yeah, get a bag out of you real quick here before you realize what's going on.
He painted that perfectly, Lucius. Thank
you. Got a bun in the oven. Where them checks?
Got him. Well, salute to Chet Holmgren, man. Yeah, that was really the surprise of
gotcha,
my entire
bitch.
Week.
Yeah, he did it. Thanks, Chief.
Yes, sir.
A proper rim sesh here for you in the G-Back Nation, 105.3 The Fan. When we come back, it's going to be time to crosstalk with the Get Right. We'll see what Reggie and Blake have cooking here for you on a Wednesday night in the Nation. Welcome back, Nation. Thank you, Lucius. It is 105 through the Fan here, home of the Cowboys, home of the World Series champion Texas Rangers. And coming up at 7 o'clock, you have the Get Right, Reggie and Blake, this evening. Rocking for 4 hours, gentlemen. How the heck are you?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
Doing excellent. You know, I think we feel a little bit emboldened by the success of not only our basketball team, but our baseball team. And Wyatt Langford getting the job done today. 6 bombskis now.
Yeah, man. He's having what feels like an all-timer spring training.
Does it feel at all like the Mavs might be, you know, building a defense that could win in the playoffs, or is this just a result of the schedule they faced?
I think the pieces that were not there before are now prevalent, and you're kind of seeing that understanding this late stretch is important. You're kind of seeing everybody buy in. I think the offense has a large part to do with it. You see when they play good on the offensive side of the ball, they play a lot better on the defensive side of the ball. I still think there's room for improvement, but as we've talked about it, Jason Kidd's scheme is something that's not always the easiest to kind of grasp hold of kind of that paint presence and switching and whatnot. So it seems like they're starting to get a hold of it. I think people got to remember this is kind of almost a new team. When the trade deadline happened, you had a lot of pieces coming in and out, a lot of injuries. So maybe we're starting to see their final form, but I still want to see some more things before the playoffs come.
Yeah, they're getting closer to what I'd probably term like an average defense in the league. And, I mean, when you pair that with high-flying offense, that's viable in the postseason. But I think more than anything, it's not the high watermark, it's the consistency. Like, what is the level that this thing sits at more consistent? And this has been an up-and-down team over the last how long we've seen, you know, tons of runs, ebbs and flows. And so for me, it's the high watermark we've seen is there, and it's in a good way. You held a really good Nuggets team under 110, but can you do that consistently? Because that's especially, and you know that better than anyone, like when you get to the playoffs, it's more about what can you do, you know, every other night as opposed to what can you do on this individual night.
Is the offense the only thing they can really hang their hat on, though?
That's a really good question.
Is there anything else that you could say, wow, they're really, really good at this?
Blocking shots.
Blocking shots.
They have gotten significantly better at that.
Really good at blocking shots recently.
I just don't. I mean, to me, it seems like the offense is really the only thing you can really hang your hat on.
For sure. And you're seeing the signs. Like that Denver game is the one that has me holding out some hope that maybe they can do this against more quality opponents. Because I want to just lean towards it's the opponent that really dictates a lot of this. But what they did versus Denver, and maybe that's Denver, hey, we're champions, it's the regular season, we're kind of sleepwalking at times, but I'm kind of buying into that game. Like, okay, if you show that you can do it against that guy with your bigs here, okay, well, then if you can do it against them, you can basically do it against anybody.
That was a double-digit lead at one point in that Denver game, right?
Yeah.
Denver said, no, we're not going away.
No,
you know, champions
do. You would think that Denver would say, okay, we can pack this thing up, go home. We took an L today. But no, they weren't going to. Dallas got Denver's best effort. And I think the last, you know, 5 minutes of that game right there, Dallas had to close it out, you know, to get the win.
Would you say at the Mavs' peak that they can compete with any team in a playoff series? I think at their peak they can. Now, obviously, like we've talked about the last couple seconds, consistency is going to be the biggest thing. But at their peak, I think they can compete with any team they match up with in the West.
Does anybody worry about Minnesota? Every time they've played Minnesota, it seems like that they've gotten their ass handed to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we might have Cat out.
Yeah, with no Cat, and then inevitably Gobert gets played off the floor in the postseason.
Yeah.
You know? And that ends up being something that is a detriment to his teams because they lean on in the regular season, and in the postseason, all of a sudden, it's a different deal.
I mean, because of inexperience, you could see Mavs beating Minnesota, Oklahoma City. You know, you could see them getting the better of the Clippers and the Kings. And, you know, I do draw a line at Denver and Boston. I think
Denver is a different kind. You definitely don't want them round one. I'll make that clear. But I'm saying pretty much all the other teams you named, if you see Mavs Clippers, Mavs Pelicans, Mavs Timberwolves Thunder, I'm not like, well, pack it up. We're losing this one in 4 or 5. I'm like, Kyrie and Luka, I think at times are two of the best players that are going to be on that court in a playoff series, and I feel like they have a pretty good chance, in my opinion, at their peak. Now, consistency is what we'll get to throughout the show, throughout the regular season. At their peak, they can compete. Yeah.
What I want to know is, you know, how much the defense improved 2 years ago as we came down the stretch and then made the run to the conference finals. Obviously, you don't have Bullock and you don't have Dodo anymore, but you have much better rim protection. What happened there? Why can't we dream that that's possible for that to happen again with this group? You know, obviously, you're putting a lot on Josh Green and Exum and PJ Washington to be a good defender as well. Maybe that's just not who they are. But if it happened then, you know, I want to believe that we have some hope coming in here that the best version of the Mavs is yet to be seen.
Yeah, man, I think that it's capable. It's about buy-in and what I like to call like playing on a rope. I always think of it to give like a mental image, almost like foosball where all of these guys are moving in unison and you have that level of coverage. I think that's what you saw a couple years ago was you saw a team that as, you know, defensively, they all understood the principle. They knew what their rotations were. And so everybody was in the right place at the right time. And that just puts more of the onus on the opponent to do well in order to beat you, regardless of what your like defensive capabilities are. At the very least, if you're in the right place, you're doing something right. And we've seen defensive breakdowns from time to time during periods with this defense. The better times that they've played, the times that they've played better, rather, it's because it looks more and more close to the idea of everybody knowing where they're supposed to be and being in those places. So if they can do that same thing where you have guys not falling asleep weak side and guys not leaving, you know, corner threes open in, you know, with a whole bunch of room, you start to see this defense being better. And so I'm hoping that that's what you're starting to work towards. As we mentioned, like, it's a new team basically after the trade deadline. If they can get closer and closer to that towards the postseason, I think they're in a good place.
I don't want to be the wet blanket guy, but I think they played a couple of teams that were in some chaos situations.
That definitely helps.
Like Utah, and then, you know, with the Suns and stuff like that. I kind of felt like that they might have caught the draw the right way there.
That's why you need the Denver win, I think, to start building your case. Yeah. And you need the 4 out of 5 games under 110, one of those under 100. You know, these rough teams would get right against you in that period after the All-Star break with their dunk lines.
I think it's fair to say that a lot of teams caught Mavs in a weird state with all their injuries. There was a bunch of games that were better teams or worse teams.
This season,
up.
You mean?
This season, yeah. Where teams matched up when they didn't have their full injuries and they had players in and out. So I think you can make that case for a lot of teams. At the end of the day, you still got to go out there and play, and you're going to have guys injured, guys not playing well, guys in a slump. And the better coach team, the team that has the better top-end talent, is usually going to win those games. But fair point, a lot of teams are going to catch each other slipping.
Yeah, but they had Brunson too.
Yeah, he's talking about 2 years ago when you got some good matchups, and it's a difficult West for sure. But, I mean, there's other instances. We just talked about the Timberwolves, a very good team. They're missing Carl Anthony Towns, and so these things happen.
I don't. Yeah, did he have an answer for Ant, though? That's the thing about it is.
Let's go Dante Exum.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's going to have an answer for Anthony Edwards the way this thing's spinning.
I think your answer for Anthony Edwards is Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. Like, if you want to get up and down in that way, we can get up and down in that way.
I hope Josh Green can grow into the players over the next 2 to 5 years, that Anthony Edwards steps up and he's ready to lock down.
Ooh, you know, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, okay, we got to run. Thank you so much. Here comes the Get Right with Reggie and Blake. You find that funny?
No, I do.
Okay, thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup at Master. I'm not done with you, Broadus.
I don't think you
we
believe
can pick this up after
I don't
the
think
show.
You believe it.
thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating the video, and Eric Chiafalo. Salute to Zach Wolchuk on his way to see the baby. And Brian Broadus, of course. I'm Gavin Dawson. Yeah. Till tomorrow at 2, 1 week from opening day, Rangers fans. You're going home with the nation at ease.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.